When Omar Obregon singled in the eighth inning on July 13th, he got a good cheer from the crowd at Standard Bank Stadium. After all, the Thunderbolts were down by two runs, and Obregon's hit brought the tying run to the plate. In the end, though he did eventually score on a sacrifice fly, the Bolts lost that game 3-2 to the Joliet Slammers, and not much was thought about the simple eighth-inning single. If there was a surprise, it was that Obregon had waited that long to get a hit. He had, after all, come into the game with 44 hits in his first 25 games since joining the team in mid-June after a trade with the Lincoln Salt Dogs. The next day, Omar again notched a single and scored in his last at-bat, but the Thunderbolts lost 6-5. He went 1-for-5 again the next day, and it was official. Omar Obregon was in a slump. By the end of the week, he had a hit in every game, but overall he had more strikeouts, 9, than actual safeties, 6. Then he went to Evansville, and in a three-game series he racked up 6 hits and 14 at-bats, and didn't strike out once. Suddenly, the streak was a real thing. He carried it back home and then on the road again. On July 31st, he hit in his 18th straight. That marked a new season high for any Frontier Leaguer. Prior to this streak, the longest for a Thunderbolt this year, and tied for second longest in the league, was 14 by... well, by Omar Obregon, actually, but Tyler Straub, too. Straub's 14-gamer was accompanied by a 19-game on-base streak, so he seemed like a good person to ask about the pressure of a long streak.
It's actually pretty difficult, only because everyone keeps talking about it. Whenever I was on my hit streak, I honestly didn't even really notice what I was at until it was either getting tweeted out or my family members were saying, hey, you're on a hitting streak, blah, 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 but, you know, baseball is funny because you always think everything kind of jinxed you. For instance, I was letting my facial hair grow out during the span. So Omar, I know the pressure's on him, but he's just an all-around good hitter at the plate. He sees the ball well. Two strikes. He's got the best barrel control I've ever seen. So it's pretty cool to watch him continue his streak.
So just to be clear, you're saying it's my fault, essentially, that you lost your hitting streak at 14 because I'm the one who's putting it out there.
No, not at all. It's just funny seeing it out there because you're like, oh, I didn't even realize I was on 14 game or whatever. But, you know, it's just funny how that happens. You always think, maybe if that wasn't out there. But that's just how the game of baseball works.
I don't think I jinxed Obregon's streak because on August 2nd, with the chance to extend it to 21 games, he removed any suspense by swinging at the first pitch of the game and hitting it over the left field wall. For the veteran Obregon, it was the second career home run in the 454th career game. By the time he reached 25, he had the longest Frontier League hit streak since Jason James set a league record by hitting in 40 straight in 2009. Obregon had also tied Gilberto Mejia's team record, also set in 2009. So the stage was set for drama on August 9th against Lake Erie as he tried to push the streak to 26. Naturally, it did not come without controversy.
Obregon squares the bunt. It's out in front of the plate. Picking it up is Brian De La Rosa, dropping it, firing to first. It's not in time. Let's see what they call it. That was a bunt right in front of home plate. Brian De La Rosa tried to barehand it. And I think they called it an error. I think they called it an error on Brian De La Rosa. So Omar Obregon stands at first base. We're going to get some clarification here. This is a big call, and it lays on the shoulders of our official scorer. There hasn't been an error listed on the scorecard yet. There also hasn't been a hit. Confirmation now in the press box. Omar Obregon stands alone as the Thunderbolts record holder for hits consecutively, 26 in a row, as the bunt is officially considered a base hit. Congratulations, Omar Obregon, passing Gilberto Mejia, who set the record for the Thunderbolts in 2009.
Was it really a hit? Well, it was on the score sheet, which is all that matters at the end of the day. He ended up getting two hits that day, actually. The other one was called an error, but it was later changed. He had one more in him in Game 1 of an August 11th doubleheader before the streak ended in Game 2 that day. He went 0-for-3 and was standing on deck when the game ended. Sometimes luck shines down on you, and sometimes the breaks beat you. He hit 365 during the streak, which actually dropped his average considerably. It had been 411 when the streak started. During the 27 games, he had 2 3-hit performances, 11 with 2 hits, and 14 with only 1. He waited until his last at-bat to extend the streak 3 times, in games 1, 2, and 24. After it was all over, his manager Ron Biga, who has been here since 2013 and has seen a lot of Thunderbolts baseball, got a chance to comment on the importance of a franchise mark being established.
Well, it's nice anytime you can see a player, you know, with some individual accomplishments, especially it's so big for, you know, it's not only an individual accomplishment, it's a team accomplishment, him getting on base and, you know, being at the top of the order is great, but it's always fun to, you know, Omar's a fun guy to watch play because it's just not, you know, a hit or miss. It's, you know, is he going to pull the ball? Is he going to hit have a bunt and hit up the middle? Is he going to slash it the other way? It's an exciting type of baseball to where, you know, we're losing a lot of that in the game just based on MLB and everybody trying to talk about launch angles and exit velocity and home runs and really these guys in the Frontier League, other than one or two players, nobody's built for that. So it's fun to see somebody that, you know, goes back to regular baseball and trying to get on base single by single.
Now, you might think it a stretch when Biggar refers to an individual hitting streak as a team accomplishment, but there's no denying the overall effect that Obregon has had on the Thunderbolts as a whole. Nowhere is that more evident than in the man who has hit directly behind him in the batting order in every game he's played this season. Tim Zier went on a pretty nice little run of his own over these last 2 months. On June 23rd, just over a week after Obregon's first game, Zier's batting average bottomed out at 197. By the end of Obregon's hit streak, Zier's average was up to 267, and that was after it had reached as high as 282. Between June 27th and August 1st, Tim Zier hit 373, which was actually 8 points higher than even Obregon had hit during his streak.
I would say not only does it affect the pitcher, I would just say your whole take on your at-bat that you're about to take. Like, honestly, like, if someone in front of you gets a hit, you know, you go up there with a little more confidence, like, all right, well, this guy just beat him, so now it's my turn to beat him. So definitely having him in front of me, and he's been finding every hole possible since he signed with us, so it's like, definitely having him in front of me and having a lot of success has transferred over to my success as well, I believe.
I've been focusing on the 27-game hit streak because it is, after all, the longest that the league has seen in 9 years. But more impressive, really, is the on-base streak that accompanied it. With 1 day to go before the All-Star break, the Thunderbolts had a doubleheader at Southern Illinois, and Omar Obregon had a 13-game hit streak active. He went 2-for-5 in Game 1, but had his now 14-game streak end in Game 2 when he went 0-for-3 with an intentional walk. Because it was a 7-inning game, he was robbed of at least one more at-bat, which he would have been guaranteed had it been a 9-inning contest. Because of that intentional walk, though, his on-base streak continued, and when a new hit streak began that first day out of the break, his on-base streak carried over. Eventually, it reached 42 games, the longest since Jonathan Johnson's record 65-gamer in 2012, until that 0-for-3 on August 12th finally brought it to an end. When you think of a long on-base streak, usually you figure on a player who draws a lot of walks. That's not the case here, as Obregon's walk rate is only 5.9%, more than 3% under the league average. He just kept putting the bat on the ball. But maybe 42 is a good number to stop it at. That is a big number in baseball, after all, the only one retired by every major league team. And 42 might just be the meaning of life, the answer to life, the universe, and everything. But only if the question isn't, in how many consecutive games did Omar Obregon reach base? Because that's actually a little bit more complicated. In baseball, reaching on an error is not considered a time on base. It doesn't affect your on-base percentage, and it does not count toward the official on-base streak records. But on June 21st, the last day before his streak started, Omar Obregon was actually on base once. He reached on an error, marking the end to his modest 8-game on-base streak, even as he was, in fact, standing on base. Go figure. Just as well, I suppose, because he did end up caught stealing anyway, but it is worth noting that, like the July 8th game that ended his first hit streak and the August 11th game that ended the longer one, this was a 7-inning game, and in a standard 9 innings, he very likely would have gotten a chance to bat at least one more time. Still, accepting that errors don't count toward the official record, if you're looking for the last time that Omar Obregon played in a game and actually returned to the dugout, retired, after every at-bat, you have to go all the way back to June 13th, his first game with the team, when he went 0-for-3 at Florence in, you guessed it, a 7-inning game. In fact, as of the end of his hit streak, he had not played in a single 9-inning game this year, in which he failed to reach base at least once. Over the latter stages of Omar Obregon's hit streak, I asked myself if I was making too big a deal out of it. Sure, 27 is a nice big number, but it's not even halfway to Joe DiMaggio, and it's still more than 2 weeks away from breaking the Frontier League record. As all of these numbers washed over me, though, the on-base marks, the multi-hit numbers, his impact on his teammates, and the fact that he's still got a legitimate shot to be the league's first 400 hitter since Peachy Ballet in 2002, I realized what it was that had won me over. The hit streak just might be the least impressive thing he's done this year.